Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Good morning and welcome to K-Rock. We are Klein Alley Show. Pleasure to meet you. Perhaps you're finding us for the very first time. You're back to K-Rock for the first time in a while. You will probably not like us at first, and then by day three, you take the three-day challenge, you will tolerate, and then potentially by day five, you'll be like, you know what? I found my people. That's all we want to be, is someone's people.
People the baby.
I am Klein, that is Allie.
Morning.
You got the DJ Omar Khan right there.
Hello.
Longtime fixture, staple here at K-Rock. Then you got the Jake Z Nerd.
What's up?
In the back room, Postmaster Johnny, who apparently got drunk for the first time ever recently. He did not know the feeling of being drunk until he got drunk, and we'll hear about that. And then there's Vanessa. And Vanessa, I know that you're not excited about the Robo Roast we've got coming up later this morning, but we did ask ChatGPT to roast the show, and all of these jokes were 100% written by AI. We didn't write any of the jokes. Vanessa was very much, I don't know how she's so well known by AI, but Allie, if you listen to this joke, she was actually part of the joke. And Vanessa, I think you're going to really enjoy how much AI likes you. And we'll get to all this later this morning, but here's one of the many jokes that we can look forward to from AI.
Allie is so cheap, she brings Tupperware to brunch, just in case they have free bread.
This is more, they start mocking Allie for
being
cheap.
That's not a joke, that's just a fact.
Yeah, Allie doesn't think that's a joke, but they do go into how cheap Allie is. But then listen to this.
Also, she loves brunch because she's a basic bitch. Allie is so white, producer Vanessa tried to snort her.
Oh my God. That's an unbelievable joke.
That is great.
Like, I'm telling you, human writers are screwed because that is a level A quality roast joke.
So and, did you just put in like a picture of our show and they just, wow.
A picture and it just said roast Klein Alley Show K-Rock. And the things that AI knows about this show is absolutely insane.
See?
But this is a, listen to this. This is a level A joke and then it becomes a level A plus joke. And this is all written by AI.
Producer Vanessa tried to snort her, but she wasn't tall enough to reach the top of the straw.
I mean, it's just an unbelievable joke.
Omar, do you still hate AI? This is great.
This is pretty good. I will say that.
Vanessa, yeah, what do you
like the use for this. Yeah.
What do you think about AI, Vanessa?
Very creative.
Yeah, that's right.
That's it.
Allie is
boom,
so,
what a comeback.
Allie is so white. Vanessa tried to snort her, but she was too short to reach the top of the straw.
That's like,
Level
I can see that Nikki Glaser telling that joke on Comedy Central.
She wishes
easily.
She could be that funny. So anyway, we'll get to that coming up later this morning as well. It's the official Robo Roast of the show, so get ready for that. We kick things off, though, with some Papa Roach on the world-famous K-Rock. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Some of the greatest things on planet Earth, especially the things we have here in America, didn't start here in America. Everything from meatballs to menage a trois started elsewhere. And we decided, let's import those right here to America, and we have a new thing that is happening in another country. And we need to make a decision right now. Should we import this, or should we leave it where it is, the old export?
And this one comes from the country of Turkey. And this cracks down on something that is a huge problem here in America, and I think everywhere in the world, and it's one of the most annoying things about flying.
You will hear this, and then in a moment, let us know on the text line if this should be an import or an export.
So, when you all land, The most annoying thing that happens is even as a plane is still taxiing to the gate, people are starting to do the mad dash for the exit. They already want to get up. They want to bum rush you. They don't want to wait for their turn, their row. They just want to grab their bag and beeline it to the front because they have to be the first person off the plane. It's super annoying.
Even when they turn off the seatbelt sign, like when the plane makes that final, like you can now hear that it's been connected to the jet bridge or whatever. The person that jumps up within a millisecond and sprints nine rows.
Oh, it's like click, 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 click. Everyone's opening the bins. They're getting stuff out. And then it's supposed to be your turn to leave, but they're just going to cut you off and go right to the front because they matter more than you do. Well, this law in Turkey, well, I guess it's new policy. They're going to start fining people for that. So you could be punished if you get up in the aisles and don't let the person ahead of you go first. And if especially you are getting up while the plane is still taxiing to the gate, you could be fined up to $67 if you fail to abide by their rules. And this is coming from the Turkish Directorate General of Civil Aviation, which sounds super fancy and cool.
You know, what's interesting about this is there was a conversation. I was reading about all these things that airlines are discussing as ways to, you know, charge us more for stuff. And there was a discussion, just like people sometimes pay extra to board early. There was a discussion about would passengers pay extra to exit early? Would you be open to, similarly to how they board the plane, where they announce your group?
It's such a small space at that point.
You're right. It absolutely is.
And everyone crowds to get on the plane, which is also annoying. Even if they're in the C group or D group, they're still right around the area where people are supposed to be forming a line, and that's annoying.
But
so
the gate lice, as they're called.
Yes. Right?
The gate lice. And they are, the D group is the worst. And no offense, I'm a D grouper myself, but I just wait until, you know, there's nothing else right before they're about to shut that door down, and then I get on. Most people, the D group just stands around up front right early and gets in the way of everyone.
Well, how about this? How about instead of people paying for privileges, you earn them and you earn money off for good behavior?
So I like that idea.
If you are flying and you're like, okay, you're the guy that sat in the window seat, you never got up once, didn't even ask for a snack, you didn't bother anybody, you kept your headphones on, kept to yourself, you get off the flight, and you get reviewed on your behavior, and if you have good behavior, you can get, what, 20 or 30 bucks off your flight or something.
I like that. Or if you bring some stanky-ass food on, right away you get some sort of a penalty. I mean, there's a lot of ways they could fine us, and as you know, they're trying to nickel and dime for pretty much everything, but the concept that at least in Turkey, if you get up and try to jump early when the plane lands and gets to the gate, and you jump three rows up, four rows up to try to sneak off the plane, a total of, what would that be, 2 minutes before you would have normally, that they will give you a fine. Is that something that we should import and put on all airlines, or do we keep it in Turkey?
Absolutely import.
Ali's a strong vote import. Omar, import, export?
I don't know, man, because I think, like, the people that have money are going to be dicks, and they're going to just want go up there and... The fine doesn't matter to them. Exactly, right?
Fine, so take my $67
anyway. Not that much money. But there'll be people in coach or, you know, just who just have that money and be like, you know what? I just need to get off the plane. I don't care.
That's like Jake.
It's going to raise more issues, in my opinion.
Hmm. Yeah, Jake has no problem paying the bag fees at grocery stores. He feels he's a bag millionaire.
Oh, yeah, I got bag money for days.
Bag money. They want to charge 10 cents a bag. Jake buys extras because he loves it.
He only needs one bag for his beans and water.
You need an extra bag for your beans and water, sir?
Are you sure you need a bag? Yes, I want it.
For beans and a bag for water.
Can you double bag that, please?
Jake says,
water's heavy. Bag my beans, bitch.
I got unlimited bag funds. But there are people that will treat this fine like bag money because they go $67. In the world of fines, to get a fine for flying, $67 does feel a little low.
I think it should be at least $100.
It's not a threatening enough fine to get someone to stop doing that behavior.
Yeah. Well, and then they also had the whole, like, if you stand up in the aisles and don't let someone in front of you, you will maybe be punished.
I think they should have a sharpshooter, like, in the front of the plane. Jesus. And anybody, you know, who gets up, okay, you know, they risk getting shot.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Well, they got those
just
air marshals.
Just a graze, not like a lethal wound.
Yeah, those air marshals are just sitting around doing mostly nothing. They could occasionally just graze someone's ear to give them a little spook shot.
You could tag that person and be like, they're going to be randomly selected for security check next time.
Oh, that's great. There's nothing more annoying than that.
That would suck balls.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Research. Yeah.
All right, well, you can vote import or export. It's happening in Turkey. Maybe it'll start happening here. Anyone who jumps up to try to get off the plane early.
All those bald guys who just went to Turkey for their hair transplants.
Yeah, those guys can't jump up early because they got it all gauzed up with that new head of hair that just flew
Sit
over
down
there.
Down now, Baldy.
Turkish Airlines. We take a quick break. We'll be back with more show and the results of this instant poll. Import, export after this. Hey, Rock, Klein, Alley Show. If the theme of this show is that you laugh at our expense, well, then I think you're going to enjoy what we have in store for you right now. It is an entire roast about this show that was written and will be performed by robots. It's a robo-roast.
In addition to the crap that we say on a daily basis here on the live show, we have some of us have tried our hand at stand-up comedy, and usually that is mockable and laughable as well. We've gone through Vanessa's stand-up, Jake's stand-up.
The best. Vanessa's stand-up was the best because we forced her to do it and we wrote all the jokes. And even though she technically bombed.
No, she
didn't. I don't think she bombed.
She didn't bomb at all. And the person who, the scout or whatever, the guy who worked at the comedy club, talked to her one-on-one and said she's got some real potential. She just has to take some classes.
Was that at the Laugh Factory? Where did you do that, Vanessa? Was that
Flappers.
Flappers.
What?
I thought she had Laugh Factory potential.
Hey, want to hear one of her jokes?
Sure, I'd love to.
Here we go.
I just flew in from Colombia and my arms are really tired. You want to know why? Because I just carried a bunch of cocaine. So yeah. What was the follow-up to that?
It's crushed it.
It's
crushed.
The delivery when you do this. So yeah.
Yeah, she was like, you know, playing with her suspenders at that point. Yeah. It was good.
That Molly mom is not going to like this cocaine material she was doing. So this basically all we said to ChatGPT was, why don't you go ahead and write an entire roast about Klein Alley Show on K-Rock? And they had no problem coming up with ways to make fun of us. It's time for the first ever and potentially last ever robo-roast. Here we go. And just so you know, this will be new to all of us, but I hope there's no swearing. And if there is, Omar, I don't know. Does ChatGPT swear? Do we know?
Mine doesn't.
I don't know.
If there is,
I think if you ask them to, they probably would.
Okay, well, we have to have our finger on the dump button because we'd like to not get fired as a result of the first ever robo roast of our show. Here we go.
If Klein Alley Show were a breakfast, it'd be cold gas station coffee and a slightly stale donut.
Oh.
Technically edible. Occasionally funny, but you kind of hate yourself afterward.
Hilarious.
It's not great.
So are we the people in the front row that are being heckled right now?
I think we're being heckled by the robot. But I mean, this is just using whatever they could find out about us online. So
Klein delivers jokes like he's reading cue cards in a hostage video. Allie laughs like she's heard the punchline four times already and still doesn't get it.
Oh.
Together, they have the dynamic of co-workers who carpool out of necessity.
That's kind of funny.
That's great. I like the way you deliver jokes. That's so true.
I do deliver jokes like I'm in a hostage video. Thank you for that. Thanks, ChatGPT.
Why you blink like that, man?
And how does ChatGPT know that just based on your picture?
I think it also...
listens to the show?
It takes information from, like, the internet and stuff. Yeah.
I'm sure it's probably a combination of reviews that have been written about the show, things that have been said about us. I'm sure they pick up their information from everywhere. Whenever you're ready, ChatGPT, you can go ahead and continue. Ali, start that again at the beginning. I don't know what's playing from your computer, but it's all weird. Here we go.
There's something playing.
What?
There's something playing that's different than... Hold on a second.
Oh, boy. We had this. It was such a well-oiled machine until a moment ago, and then it all fell apart.
No, it's happening.
I'm delivering this like a hostage, guys.
Allie laughs like she's heard the punchline four times already and still doesn't get it. Together, they have the dynamic of co-workers who carpool out of necessity.
Right, we heard that.
The segments jump from chaotic games to weird therapy sessions to low-effort pop culture takes.
See, this just kind of hurts, to be honest. Like, I know it's trying to roast us, but some of these actually do dig deep.
To low-effort pop culture takes. It's less of a show and more of a fever dream that accidentally got syndicated.
Oh,
jokes
you
on
wish
you.
We were syndicated.
We're not syndicated. Uh-huh. We are local.
So misinformation, ChatGPT.
Yeah, you wish we were syndicated, but
we
guess what?
We used to be.
They canceled that quickly. So, joke's on you. We are only here in Southern California and on a crappy app called the Odyssey app. All right, so You think you're making fun of us?
Get your information straight, robot.
The show has all the intellectual depth of a Red Bull mixed with regret.
Oh.
Every segment feels like it was written at 4:59 a.m. by someone Googling, what is relatable?
Oh, damn. Now,
that's actually a good idea. We should start doing that.
I bet if we asked ChatGPT what is relatable, we could come up with some great content ideas.
I'm taking a Red Bull with regret right now.
Yeah, that's Jake's favorite drink, Red Bull and regret.
Morning.
Allie is so cheap, she brings Tupperware to brunch, just in case they have free bread. Also, she loves brunch because she's a basic bitch. Allie is so white, producer Vanessa tried to snort her.
It's a great joke. It's an absolute great joke. I love it.
But she wasn't tall enough to reach the top of the straw.
So good. That's my favorite one.
That's like a real... It's like a real roast joke. And
did you just whisper boo, Vanessa?
Yeah.
Vanessa's booing now? All right.
Klein is the kind of guy who thinks sarcasm is a personality.
Oh.
He is so hairy and full of creases, Allie tried to eat it.
Oh my God.
Oh, funny. I would. I'll lick it, too.
The robots call me a vagina? I don't like that.
That's right. Allie loves pussy. And there is no bigger pussy than Klein.
Whoa.
He once cried during his daughter's graduation.
Whoa.
Probably because he sucks.
That's not even a joke.
But it's pretty funny.
It is funny because, you know, all of a sudden he just takes a turn and it's like blunt facts.
Yeah, bitch boy.
Yeah.
Probably because he sucks? That's the best that AI could come up with?
That's good.
Well, you know what? It is covering billions of points of data from the internet. So the internet thinks you're a pussy and knows that you cried when your kid sang a song at a graduation.
I cried because my daughter graduated kindergarten or whatever.
You suck.
In conclusion, Klein Alley Show isn't morning radio. It's white noise with Wi-Fi. The only thing worse than listening to this show is realizing you voluntarily tuned in twice. It's like a car crash made of dad jokes, failed bits, and unresolved tension that smells faintly like Axe body spray and failed ambitions. Also, they have a hobo that lives at the studio named Jake with massive boobs, and they are produced by a child.
Oh, cool.
Man. Wow. I live in a shack.
That's...
Get it right.
Terrible joke.
All right, thank you. That's a full-on roast of the show, as performed and written by ChatGPT.
And that was just the first set. Think about when AI gets his reps in.
Wow, the robo-roast of the Klein Alley Show. I don't know if we'll ever recover. A burn. Jeff Ross will be on next, the retort.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thank you for the people that are continuing to roast us on the text line. We're seeing all of these, and they mean a lot to us, including this one that Allie looks like one of the kids from Dance Moms. So you got that going for you.
What does that even mean? That I'm hurt.
Now Allie's hurt. She doesn't even know what that show is. I don't think you want to look like...
I don't even know how to be insulted, but I am.
I think you don't want to look like one of the moms. I think being one of the kids is okay. I don't think you want to look like one of the moms from
that
show.
I'm sure there's a weird kid on that show that I look like.
Summer's unofficially here, and apparently people like to put together their summer bucket list, which is something that Omar's been talking about now for a while. It's something he does with his own daughters to make sure that they don't just sit around for the next 2 months and accomplish nothing. They have
yeah, we're kind of going over it last evening, and we added crocheting and baking. My older daughter wants to get those two done during the summer.
Like learn how to do it and do it, or just like finish a project?
Crochet a couple of different things and also bake a couple of
Bunch of overachievers. Omar's a bunch of overachievers in that house.
You're bullying and teasing his children?
No, I'm
by the way, these are basic things, dude. It's not like overachieving anything. How hard is it to bake a cake?
If you crocheted one thing over the course of the summer, I would think that would be like full summer. That would take up the whole summer.
No, I think you just do it while you're watching TV. Isn't that what they're doing?
No. I tried. It's hard.
Yeah, you have to concentrate. They sell starter kits, so they're going to start with these starter kits, and then they're going to venture off through their own. And there's a bunch of YouTube videos and tutorials that they watch while they do it.
Don't kids just do what run around and do drugs and wrestle?
What?
My kids don't do the drugs, but yeah, yesterday they were running around the yard. They were all like totally bored, but I got them to do some activities.
How many things are on this bucket list that you, because it seems almost
I have, we haven't finalized everything yet, but you know, reading certain books are on there. Like I said, baking, crocheting. What did my younger one wants to do? My younger one wants to learn how to play the xylophone. So the xylophone, and they all kind of don't have to be super serious. They can be silly like the xylophone thing.
Oh, the xylophone's easy. You just go bing, bing, bing,
right,
bing,
exactly.
Bing,
you know, but it's on there, and it's I think teaching them that you know you should set goals for yourself in life.
So Omar challenged us. He's got some things now, and these are not all ones he's given his kids, but we're all going to attempt to accomplish over the next between now and let's call it Labor Day.
So our own summer bucket list.
But
well, it is popular now to do your own stuff, and not just for kids. Adults are
adults.
Like, hey, here's what I want to accomplish this summer. It's almost like a secondary New Year's resolution. Like, hey, I'm going to apply myself, and I'm going to make my life better.
So give me one of these things you'd like us to each do, because the reality is we're going to have a competition on the show and see which one of us, if any of us, can accomplish all of these things.
Yeah, and some of these are fun, and some of them are... I mean, all of them, I think, are easily accomplished. You could accomplish them, no problem.
Not me.
The first one, I think everybody will be able to do, and it's going to be fun, and it's just go on a road trip.
Oh, easy. I do that every summer.
Does that count when I drive home after the show?
No.
No, you got to be... I'm going to say you have to drive 6 hours plus.
Whoa!
6 hours?
Yes, for an official road trip. Like, you have to go to, Yosemite. Like, if you're going all the way to Yosemite, I think that counts as a legit road trip.
How about Santa Monica to downtown L.A. on a Friday afternoon?
I don't think so.
That's six hours. Could be.
You'd probably get to Yosemite first.
Yeah, I probably would. A six-hour road trip?
Yeah, that is a long road trip.
Go to Utah.
My cutoff.
Like for me, like if you're going to Vegas, that doesn't count. That's not a road trip. That's just going to Vegas.
Doesn't count as a road trip?
All right.
No.
People say all the time, let's road trip to Vegas. That's a drive.
But
that's
I also think a road trip
needs to be more than one stop. You can't just be like, hey, here's one place. Great.
That's a good point, Allie. You have to stop at some of these alien jerky places
or whatever. Yeah.
Right.
Yep. With my wife's bladder, that's from my house to Best Buy is multiple stops, okay? That doesn't mean any sort of distance.
Right.
But okay, fine. A road trip
that's
of some
variety.
That's
easily doable, man. You could knock that out on one day. You could do that.
Like when Jake drove to Texas to try to see the eclipse.
That was a road trip.
Hell yeah, that was.
Yeah, that was worst, a hell of a road
not
trip.
Not only a road trip, that was the worst road trip ever.
Yeah.
But also, driving through Texas sucks.
But he didn't stop at all, so I would argue that doesn't make it a road trip, because I think that the point of a road trip is you do stop and do some things along the way. Jake went straight through the night.
Yeah, but he also was traveling so far that I think because of the distance alone, it makes it a road trip.
Yeah, and he had to get there to not see the eclipse, so.
He had to get there to look at the clouds.
It was a train wreck and a road
clouds.
Trip. Yeah. Okay, what's next?
Get real dark.
Like this.
Okay, this is one that you guys might have an issue with, a problem with. I have already read several of, done this several times, and it's read a book.
Can I listen to it?
Read a book. Nope. You got to officially open up the page and read the books on, read the words on the page.
What about a book of crossword puzzles?
Nope. And it's got to be, I'm going to say, 250 pages.
What? Plus.
Yes. It can't be one of these 100-page books. That's not reading.
But I do think that reading and listening to books is an accomplishment, too. What if I do 3 audiobooks equals 1 regular book?
No. You have to lay down by the beach. And also, you can make this a relaxing experience. You go, you lay out by the pool. You could go through a book.
Do it while you're driving.
While, yeah, exactly.
If I can learn, yeah.
Omar, do coloring books count?
No. legit book.
With words.
With words.
Not it could a booklet. Be,
you know, somebody you admire. An autobiography, doesn't matter what kind of context, you know, science fiction, whatever. It doesn't matter
it.
As long as you're reading the book.
I can't do it. If I saw 250 pages, I would put it right back down. It's too overwhelming. I'm being serious.
Some of those For Dummies books are over 250 pages.
Well, maybe Reading for Dummies.
Okay.
Maybe that's a lot of pictures in that one. I don't know. I mean, both of these sound terrible to me.
Okay, what's number 3?
Okay, number 3 is also, I think, something very easy, and it'll also make you grow as a person. And this is do something that you've never done before.
Well, that'd be reading the book. So I'd be two birds.
The first two things.
Two birds, one stone right there.
You've read a book before.
Not all the way through. So
come
that
on,
would be...
and this is something you could incorporate, Klein, with your both of you guys, with your kids. You know, they're constantly discovering things, so why not go with your kid and discover something together, something new that you guys are going to experience.
Man. So this is a new place or a new hobby or a new, it can be anything.
New anything.
Well, not a new place. It's something you've never done before. So like if you've never...
Lesbian.
There you go.
But, well, yeah, that counts.
Jake, but that didn't start yet. It doesn't start till Omar gives us the bucket list. I'm a bucket list.
So you have to kiss another lesbian.
Kiss more lesbians.
Okay.
Yeah, go out and have an experience of some sort. You know, I mean, also,
before.
I'm not going to limit to, like, if you've never played the guitar before, well, play the guitar.
Right. Or, like, I've never done Molly on a Wednesday. Like,
there you can do that.
Right there. Sure. I like that.
You know, I would love that mom listens to the show.
She loves Molly.
She loves Wednesday Molly Day. Wait, can we, for instance, can these things overlap? Like, if you're on the road trip and you say, I'm stopping at this gas station, I've never stopped there before, does that
count? No, that does not count. No. That does not count. That is
I've never taken Highland and then cut back over to La Brea.
I could do that. I've never done that before. All right, so now that's the third thing. If you'd like to do the summer bucket,
all right.
Omar,
and through the summer before Labor Day, I might add another one or two that'll be, you know, kind of fun. But the last one for today is you have to skinny dip somewhere.
Oh, man. I have to go to my community pool.
That's so great.
Oh, man.
Can't wait till Allie gets thrown out of her community for that.
And, Klein, you've already done this before, so you just have to do it again.
Didn't you do this in Mexico?
Skinny dipping does feel very nice.
Yeah, I do like, I'm a big fan of the skinny. I don't like getting in or out, but once you're in, it does feel nice.
Dealing with the bathing suit is the worst part of swimming.
I agree.
You're like, I gotta get my bathing suit, then it's all wet, gotta take it off.
Skinny dipping can be in a backyard pool, private pool, or it has to be somewhere public.
I think we're going to go somewhere public. Yeah, you can find, you know, a lake or a lagoon or, you know, maybe the beach. You could, you know, kind of like get there before everybody is.
By the way,
lagoons around.
There's so many lagoons.
Yeah.
I'm on a road trip to all the lagoons this summer.
A lagoon road trip.
There's got to be a lagoon somewhere around here, right?
There is a lagoon. You went to a lagoon recently, Klein. The Malibu
Laguna
Lagoon.
Beach.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did go there. And that Malibu Lagoon, I didn't realize because there was not a lot of people in the water. And I was like, yeah, it's great. No one's in the water except me. And then everyone said the water apparently is all unhealthy right now.
Great place to skinny dip. No one will be there.
Because of the fires. So, all right. Well, there you go. 4 items off of Omar's summer bucket
list. Very doable.
Very doable.
I don't know.
And I think they will all upgrade your summer except for the reading part.
The reading part sucks. Someone said that you should
fall asleep. That's my problem.
Read the new Mark Hoppus book, which I would do, but I bet you that's not 250 pages. No way.
Bet you it is.
Yeah, this A18 said it's great and it's an easy read.
Look up how long the new Mark Hoppus.
That's how the Dave Grohl book I read was. It was about 250 pages, and I read it over one weekend because it was so captivating.
I don't want to get to the end of the book and realize I'm only at 235 pages, and then it doesn't count. If I read a book that didn't count, forget it.
Just read the introduction again. Until you get to 250.
Yeah, all right. So there you go. We'll post this. People ask, but we'll post it. There's only four things. Keep track of it.
So we need book recommendations. Is what
400 pages long.
Whoa.
There you go. Right.
So I'm going to read half of that.
So commit to it. Is that what you're going to do?
Just
read no, that's your book. Dude. That's your book. Commit to it.
I haven't decided which book I'm going to commit to. Uh-huh.
You can't even commit.
Jesus, you're just going to go, this one is 251. Nope, can't do this one.
I got to look at the cover
Google, what is the best 250-page book out there that has the most pictures and the biggest font.
Oh, man.
That is the biggest waste of my time.
That's the one I'm going to get to. All right, there's your summer bucket list. We will see who can accomplish these first. And then they will win some sort of a massive prize. I don't know what it'll be.
I'll let Allie just do audiobooks if she promises not to skinny dip.
I agree. That's a great trade.
And now your news on K-Rock.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
All right, Kings of Leon fans are pretty bummed to see that they have canceled a bunch of upcoming shows, though these were shows that were scheduled in Europe, so maybe you weren't going anyway. But the lead singer, Caleb Followill, suffered what he calls a freak accident, and that is why he had to cancel a handful of their upcoming shows. Actually, a lot of shows on their tour. Now, listen to this. This is his announcement that he made on Instagram. And tell me if you think this qualifies as a freak accident.
Freak accident that happened the other day. Broke my foot pretty bad. Just playing with my kids. It's pretty gnarly. I'll spare all the details, but gave me emergency surgery, and I'm on the mend, but they've told me that I can't be on my feet or traveling or anything for the next 8 weeks or so. And it's a big bummer, man. We were so excited.
So
that's got to suck. You get the, you know, if you're a band, the first thing you do is you plan a tour over the summer when the kids are home from school. Say, I've solved this problem. Right. I'm going to go on the road. And then you break your foot. Now you're stuck at home.
So you think that
it's terrible.
You think that his whole move was to avoid his kids?
Oh, yeah.
And then he broke his foot playing with his kids.
Number one reason people start bands.
But he's like, don't you take a page out of Dave Grohl's book and thrown it up, man?
He sits on the throne, the wheelchair throne. And look, I guess they could have done that, right? He doesn't teach you. You can
like, who listens to the doctor and says, right, hey, you can't put weight on it for the next 8 weeks?
Especially, it's rock and roll, man.
I know.
Come
and
on.
He's like, oh, man, and I hurt my foot playing with my kids.
Yeah, right.
I had to have emergency surgery. Yeah. It was a freak. That's not a freak accident. That's just you being a klutz.
Yeah. Well, also, is there a Lego involved? Because if there's a Lego involved.
Obviously, he doesn't want to say because it's even more embarrassing than what he said on the internet.
Well, we got to figure out what the freak accident is. Book this band immediately on our show so that we can figure out what was the quote freak accident.
Because it's like, I don't want to give you all the gory details. I'm like, I want them because
want
I'm sure
them.
They're not gory and they're really lame.
Right. Could have been one of those things where he fell asleep, kid wanted to play, ended up cutting up his toes while he was sleeping.
Yeah, he's probably wearing Crocs, but he was like trying to run, but he didn't have him on run mode or whatever that mode is.
Totally,
you know?
Smells of Crocs.
Speed mode.
This is a Croc injury.
Oh, man. That's good.
And now they're like, you can't put weight on it for 8 weeks. And he's like, all right, I'll just stay home.
You can't let people know you wear Crocs, man.
You know what? You know when doctors do say things like, hey, by the way, you're going to take some medicine. Just make sure you don't drink on it. You're like, yeah, whatever. You know,
yes,
like
totally.
No one's really not drinking on it,
and
right?
And everyone knows the doctors will double the amount of time that you need off.
Right.
They'll half the amount of medication that you need just because they want to cover their ass. They don't want to say, hey, you're probably going to be fine in three weeks.
They're a big fan of the better safe than sorry method.
Yes. And also, I'm sure the tour manager and all kinds of people that work for the band are like, dude, Caleb, just get back on stage.
Yeah.
We got to make some money here.
Yeah,
they've been working on this tour for a long time.
We got merch. We got new music. Right, we got stuff we've made. Let's get out there. Bro, Foot, if he's able to deliver that message, he's able to go sing.
I know, exactly. If he can just sit there and make the message, and talk about his little freak accident, or he was like, I don't know, this is pretty lame, guys. I don't even want to say it. And they're like, just call it a freak accident. It'll sound way more exciting.
Yeah, this guy's not like Usher. He's not over there busting moves like left and right, right?
He's not. No, he's definitely not. And by the way, as freaks on this show, we take that term freak accident very seriously. You can't throw around the word freak if you're not a real freak. If you're a good-looking rock star, leave the freaking stuff.
Who plays with his kids.
Yeah, leave the freaks for us and the freak-offs for Diddy.
Yeah.
Okay?
All right, there are a couple of gratitude trends that are going around right now that you may want to try. It seems like we're kind of getting into a summer of gratitude type of vibe. Now, the first one has been happening for a bit, and that is the call to say goodnight trend. And that is guys calling their friends out of the blue with no warning or anything to just say night-night, sweet dreams. Mm-hmm. And it's just a way of men appreciating other men. And then, of course, the reaction is always interesting. But there's another
one. Would you like to hear some of that?
Yeah.
This is the trend of a man calling another man just to say goodnight. And it is not received well by the man that usually gets called.
Yo, what's good, bro? What you got going?
Why was that?
No, I'll just call and tell you good night, bro. Sweet dreams. Hello?
What? Yeah, what do you mean, good night?
I like the pause. He was like processing, like,
he was,
what is
like,
happening?
Waiting for him to say something else, like, just kidding.
Yeah. Right, it doesn't end, though.
I'm about to lay down, bro. I'm about to get in the bed. I just want to call and tell you good night, bro. Sweet dreams.
Yeah, but why the hell are you calling? Why are you telling me good night?
can't even fathom it.
I hope you sleep tight, bro.
Sleep tight.
What?
All right, bro. I'm gonna talk to you tomorrow, man. Sweet dreams.
What do you have going? What sweet dreams? I'm going. What's going? Are you good?
I tried this last night and it all went to voicemail.
Yeah.
No one even answered.
People don't even answer Jake's goodnight calls.
Because they had already gone night-night and sleep tight.
That didn't go well.
So the other one is the thank you text. And this is after you hang out with somebody, you just say, I love you. I really needed that. I'm so grateful for you. Thanks for the hang.
That would be so weird if I got that. That would be so weird. So, thanks for the hang. I love you. I needed that.
It's so funny because both of these trends are very much a guy thing. Because if someone had called me to say like, hey, what's up? I just wanted to say I love you and good night. I'd be like, oh, thanks. That's so nice.
Big dumb slut.
And I've also sent and received thank you texts after hanging out.
Really?
So good to see you. It was so nice. I needed that.
Isn't that the number one thing we learned? You should never say to someone after you have sex, you should never say thank you.
Yeah, because this is not sex.
No, but it's the same sort of thing. It takes what was like an organic good time and it turns it into this weird kind of transactional feeling thing.
It's just gratitude.
Gratitude? I'll call you next week. We'll do it again. That's gratitude.
Yeah, but you feel like you see somebody maybe that you haven't seen in a while, and then once you leave, it's just like, oh, I guess we're just back to our normal lives.
Yeah.
And we're just back to not seeing each other. But it's nice to just say, hey, that was awesome. It was really good to see you.
Jesus Christ. You and this Barb, your AI, is steering you down a dangerous path, Allie.
Are you good?
I don't like it. I like these guys saying goodnight to each other.
And then, you know, if you qualify for some free stuff, I just wanted to share this. I know we all need more e-bikes on the roads here in California, and they are offering a second round of e-bike vouchers that are worth up to $2,000 each. So you have to qualify. You can wait in the virtual waiting room, and I think you have to make under a certain income bracket, you have to be in a certain income bracket to get this money off. But if you can figure it out and you can qualify for all this stuff, you get a free e-bike. So you can buy it and you get $2,000 back.
Free e-bike. Details.
We need more of them.
On our Instagram. Make sure those details get up there so all of our listeners can get themselves a free e-bike.
And everyone can be that annoying person on their block doing a wheelie.
Someone suggested that why don't we go ahead and take this trend of the goodnight calls and switch it since we're a morning show, Allie. You guys should be doing good morning calls to people. We could just start calling random people in our contacts and say, just want to call and say good morning.
God, I feel like people would get way more angry.
That would be another strange reaction as well. I agree. Feel like,
I'm trying to brush my teeth and get ready for the day. What?
Yeah, that would be. Yeah, maybe we'll do some good morning calls tomorrow to people that we know in our lives, and you'll hear how much they truly hate us. We get into a brand new hour of the show right now.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.